What came to my mind was authenticity. So, what is authenticity? It's essentially being exactly the highest version of yourself, which is in conjunction with your true, you know, conscious being, in the sense that everybody, you know, in their lives, they go around, you have to, you know, hold a job, you have relationships, and everything. So if one has to be completely free, in the sense like don't feel that heavy weight subconsciously, one has to be authentic to exactly who the person is. And what does that mean? It means that you live a life of with all the basic principles, you know, like being, let's say that it's between a married man or a woman, who, you know, is, you know, good to his, truly from the heart, from inside, good to his spouse, good to his children, if he has children, good to his parents, if he's working, if he's a boss, a good boss, good to his, employees or to his colleagues. So essentially, when you follow the basic principles, for example, like, you know, being faithful, being trustworthy, being loyal, being honest, not stealing from anybody, or not, when I say even stealing, it doesn't have to be material things, even thoughts and, you know, intentions of, you know, jealousy or envy and, you know, all these things. All these things are binding. So somebody who's able to live their lives truthfully and completely one with their conscience or their intuition, which is always guiding them truth with the truth, and then person is able to follow it. That's the true authenticity of a person, how they can live. Now, the closer you are to this authentic way of living, there is more freedom. And also, it allows one to accept other people exactly where they are, to meet them exactly where they are, and not expect them to be a certain way. And that also, in my experience, helps us not to judge people for who they are, and really look at people at a soul-to-soul level. The reason I say this is, when I am very authentic about the way I live, then I look at other people for exactly who they are. It doesn't matter what they've done in their lives. Because if I'm not, then my mind is looking at some kind of, I wouldn't say impurity, but something their lack of in the other person too. So then it becomes too complicated, because then you lack trust in the other person. You're judgmental about the other person. You hide things. You know, so all these inconsistencies or these difficulties arise, and it becomes more and more complicated to live with people or, you know, have good relationships with people. Then you even don't have the closest relationship even with your own, like your spouse or your children or your parents, who are the closest to you. So there is a lot of debris, or there's a lot of, you know, darkness which builds up in in oneself. So sometimes it's hard to do this, because especially because you live in a society. But that's always the excuse, you know, for most people living in different societies, saying that, oh, you have to live this way because otherwise you cannot make a living. I don't think that's true, because I've come from different places. For example, I, you know, in India, when we used to live in a certain environment, I used to be told, and that's the way they learned, my elders, that you cannot always be truthful about everything, because people take advantage of you, and that way you end up being poor, or you end up being, not moving up in your life. But so in the last few years, having followed as much as possible, now I'm not perfect, but very true to all the basic principles and having, you know, being more in touch with my intuition, I have been really successful in finding the freedom to a large extent. There are still certain times, you know, they call it a white lie. I'm not sure if there is a white lie, honestly. You may not say it. You don't have to volunteer information. I understand that. But lying is wrong, period. So I think there are certain things you can get, really find ways of dealing with things. Even saying a truth, a bitter truth to a person could be presented in such a beautiful way that the person's actually understanding, instead of saving them in the pretext of saving them the, you know, the hurt or the you know, the sadness, saying the white lie. I'm not sure, because I feel like, who are we to save somebody from the hurt? Maybe the hurt has a place in their lives. Maybe the, you know, it will transform them in some way or the other. And from their own, you know, constraints and their own obstacles. So maybe that's a step for them to overcome this the obstacle and move into another state of being. So I really think that authenticity is absolutely the way to live if we were to find a considerable amount of freedom in our lives.